The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
A Democrat in the White House, a split Senate, Nancy Pelosi holding the House hostage. What do we do now? The only thing we can, fight. This is Rebuilding the Right, presented by the Salem Radio Network, hosted by Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Somebody pointed at me. Thank you, Shad. Does that mean we're live? I think we are. I love this. Every Wednesday, I get to enjoy my fellow Salem faculty members for a whole hour as we attempt to give some guidestone, some indication of what the right needs to do next. And today, we have none other than the Sage of South Central coming to us live from his Taj Mahal in Los Angeles. And Jennifer Horn, the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, our West Coast warrior princess. Gentlemen, lady, welcome to Rebuilding the Right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to open the show. It's not specifically about the right. It's about our culture. But for me, it's the biggest story of the week outside of the border. And I'm just going to play the audio, and I want you to react to it. So this is audio cut 14. You're going to recognize it within seconds. Shad, play cut.
What's going on?
She's still in the car.
That was the sound of the video of an incredible scene where a recent immigrant to the United States from Pakistan, a very, very elegant man called Mohammed Anwar, was carjacked in broad daylight in D.C. just outside the stadium by two teenage black girls, tasered, thrown from the vehicle, and died. Not making any news in the mainstream media, as the trial of Derek Chauvin is banner news everywhere. Larry, your reaction to relative interest in these stories?
Well, this was the second such carjacking within a matter of a few days, both of which were black teenagers, a set of male teenagers. Of course, no one dare raise the question of where are their parents, but I digress. The reason this increase in Asian hate crimes has been underreported is because a dirty little secret is that the vast majority of them in New York City and in San Francisco have been committed by people of color. The only reason it got some degree of energy is because of what happened in Atlanta when you had this white man killing six Asian Americans, never mind the two white Americans he killed or the Hispanic or the fact that he himself said he didn't do it because of anti-Asian animus. He did it because he had a sex addiction. Never mind that. They immediately called that an anti-Asian hate crime. And you had Mina Harris, the niece of Kamala Harris, putting out a tweet before she realized that the Boulder killer was a Muslim. This is the second time this has happened. Violent white men are the biggest terror threat to America, close quote. She deleted the tweet after she found out that she was wrong, because this pushes this bogus, fake, dangerous murderous narrative that the real threat to America are violent white men, when in fact, if you want to play that game, the most violent demographic segment of America are young black men. 50% of the homicides in this country are black victims, almost all of them killed by other blacks. Most of them are young blacks. Again, almost all of them killed by other young blacks. I think I've mentioned to you one time before, and then I'll shut up, Dr. Gorka. The number one cause of preventable death for young white men is accidents, like car accidents, swimming pool accidents, drownings. The number one cause of preventable death for young black men is homicide. And again, almost always at the hands of other young black men. Now, no one's talking about this because that requires you to then figure out why. Unless you're prepared to say something racist, like blacks are genetically predisposed to committing crime, you're going to have to ask yourself why the hell this is happening. And that gets you back to the family and welfare state and a very unpleasant conversation that the left does not want to have.
Jen, not only are you one of the hardest working radio hosts in America, you've actually studied, you've graduated journalism studies. Talk to us about the legacy media response to these stories.
Yeah, I think it's, the name of this hour on America First is Rebuilding the Right. But I think there are a couple of things that we have to consider above just our own party, and that is rebuilding the spirit of our country. And we are not a country if we cannot identify what is right and what is wrong anymore, regardless of the political narrative. I don't care whose political party comes out on top of crimes like this. We have to be honest enough to call out the excessive force of Derek Chauvin. Now, whether or not that caused the death of George Floyd, that's very much up for discussion. And I think probably the evidence will prove that maybe the knee on his neck did not cause the death of George Floyd, but it looked excessive. The optics matter there. This looks awful. And we need to call it out. We don't need to worry about whether or not it fits a political narrative. So there's a couple of things here that I think we can take from this. Number one, we have to start being honest enough, putting our political preferences second or third, and start calling out right and wrong. Without it, we have no culture. We have no country. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to the mainstream news media, and Larry Seb, I know that you have people that come up to you all the time that are frustrated, good American patriots who are frustrated. And they say, there's nothing we can do. It is hopeless to be a conservative. It's hopeless right now to be on this side of the country because the mainstream news media is clearly politically motivated. You have Democrats running the presidency. They're in the Senate. They're in Congress. Hollywood is taken over by leftists. How do we fight back? We have to start holding the media accountable. The fact that the media called this an accident, CNN said that this was an accidental death. This was a murder. And the mayor, Muriel Bowser, they need to be consistent and they need to be held accountable. And the media cannot be allowed to slide on this. They need to call out right and wrong. So here's what people can do when they feel frustrated. We need to start a campaign. You can do it today. You need to start writing letters to your editors. Start writing to the opinion column of every single newspaper around you and start holding these people accountable. It is our only tool to push back against a media that has become so politically dominated that they won't even cover the news or what's right and wrong anymore. They'll only talk about things that fit their narrative.
Do that, but also I mentioned on the show already, they have a GoFundMe page for his family.
Absolutely.
It's look up Help the Anwars Find Peace. Already raised $1 million since that man died. Let's make a difference. Larry, I tweeted something out very early on that got a lot of resonance. Maybe it's a pipe dream, but my question was, how damaged, how much trouble is it going to cause for the left and their narrative when mainstream America realizes that the violence against Asians isn't being perpetrated by whites? Is that going to be a wake-up moment, or am I being delusional?
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I was reading an article, and I believe it was Voice of America, where what I just now said about the greater percentage of hate crimes being committed against Asians is done by black people. Some executive director, head of some organization that oversees hate crimes, says, I was surprised. I was shocked by this. This guy is an expert, Dr. G, and here he is shocked at the fact that something I've been talking about for a very long time, he just now found out about. So it'll be a very interesting thing to see. My suspicion is all of a sudden this won't be quite as newsworthy anymore because that will require Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo to say something very disturbing about black people that they don't want to say because they operate as a public relations bureau of black people, and they believe that black people are children to whom the truth cannot be told. That's their model. That's their business model. They're not going to change. So what they'll do is minimize it. And that's, again, that's why they jumped all over the shooting that took place in Atlanta, because it fit their script. The Boulder one did not. And all of a sudden, a guy who posts on Facebook, "I may not be a perfect Muslim, but Islam is perfect," who told his friends and families that he was felt discriminated against because he was a Muslim. All of a sudden, we need to wait and find out whether or not what his real motive was, because we don't want to jump to any kind of conclusions.
Jennifer?
This isn't new. Larry and I have been in Los Angeles. I've been in L.A. my whole life. I'm a native. Larry, we have adopted you as our native son here in Los Angeles because you've been here a long time. This is not new. I mean, I remember the story during the riots, the Rodney King riots back in the 90s. There was so much black on Asian and Asian on black, for that matter, violence. These have been two groups that have consistently gone after each other. And for people who are just kind of waking up to this idea right now, I don't know where they've been for the past 30, 40 years.
They've been asleep, and they definitely have not been listening to Jennifer Horn or Larry Elder. By the way, he mentioned parents, that question. Don't ask that question. Where are the parents? On that note, read an incredible book, A Lot Like Me, by Larry Elder. Follow them at Larry Elder and at Jennifer Horn on Twitter, on Instagram. We will be back. We've got the whole hour to rebuild the right. We'll be done in 50 minutes. Stay on this channel. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network.
They might have the White House, but we have the radio waves. This is Rebuilding the Right on the Salem Radio Network.
She's the host of The Morning Answer, the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also crntalk.com. Follow her at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. He is the sage of South Central. Follow him at Larry Elder and check out his Instagram page. He's got a very, very solid game. I want to move on to our next topic, but Larry, you said you wanted to add something to our discussion of race and crime and so forth.
Just wanted to talk about probably the classic, most classic example I can think of the degree to which the media will minimize black crime in order to make sure, I guess, they don't anger any black people. I'm here in L.A. 2006, Halloween night. Three white girls go to one of these haunted house parties. They are beaten by a mob of between 30 and 40 blacks, including teens and adults. They're beaten severely. They suffer facial fractures, concussions. One is beaten with a skateboard, eye socket cracked. But for the efforts of a Good Samaritan black man driving by in his car, gets out, wades into the crowd, breaks it up, those girls might have been killed. Now, the Los Angeles Times, which is the most important newspaper in California, let alone Los Angeles, has its primary headquarters 20 minutes from where this incident took place. I am not kidding you. They did not write a word. Wow. Not an article, not a column, not a paragraph, not a word for one full week. The local newspaper, Long Beach Press-Telegram, of course, covered it, and the local media covered it. L.A. Times doesn't write anything for an entire week. And by the way, when the girls were being beaten, they were being hurled with epithets, "you effing white, you know what." When they were charged, they were not charged with hate crimes, at least not initially. And when they were charged, the NAACP, local NAACP head said, "well, you really can't tell just because of this kind of language." And one person even said, "calling a person a white bee is a common expression. It doesn't necessarily mean racial animus." I kid you not. NPR, Dr. G and Jennifer, did not do a thing on this for an entire month. Nothing. And the only reason they did it, the angle was, can a black person really, by definition, be charged with a hate crime because of all the racism and prejudice against black people and the lack of power? Can you really even call somebody who's black a hate criminal? That was the angle of the story, not how hellacious this is, how often this happens. It was, can you really even call somebody black capable of committing a hate crime?
And it's,
2006, Halloween night. I wrote an article about it. Nobody cared. Tree fell in the forest. Didn't make a sound.
Well, let's stay on this issue. It's not just the local newspapers, and it's not just violence. It's to do with the deadliest export China has ever sent us. This is CNN's Don Lemon talking about the vaccine and managing to racialize that as well. Video cut 9.
I want to appeal to the Trump-supporting males out there. Go get a shot if you want to be a good patriot. And I want to appeal to, especially to black people, people of color, go get the shot. This is about science. And there were many people of color who worked on this, right? And so this isn't something that is going to harm you in any way. And it's not something that the government is out to get you. It's get the shot.
So, Jennifer, since when do we recommend medicine based upon the skin color of who worked on the vaccine?
And worse yet, when is Don Lemon your doctor? I mean, excuse me, but there are people who are more qualified than that. This is just how we have what's become of CNN, what's become of the mainstream media. Everything is about race when it fits the narrative. So vaccines, everything that they can think about has become racially motivated. As far as this vaccine goes, anybody else think it's a little rich that Chris Cuomo is sitting there nodding his head along when he was part of the VIP squad around Governor Andrew Cuomo? And he received everything he needed to. Forget about the poor schlubs who needed testing or the people who were dying in nursing homes. At least Chris Cuomo standing there nodding his head approvingly with Don Lemon talking about you need to go get a vaccine because people of color worked on it. He was at the front of the line for all of it. So, of course, he's nodding along.
You know, a couple of things I find rich regarding urging Trump supporters to take the vaccine. These are the same people who just crapped all over Operation
Warp Speed. Yeah, they
wouldn't
have touched
it. Said it wouldn't work. Kamala Harris said that she would not follow Donald Trump's advice. Joe Biden said he would not follow Donald Trump's advice. But I guess everybody else is supposed to follow his advice, even though that they wouldn't. And regarding black people being reluctant to take the vaccine, these are the same people, Spike Lee, who he has on his show, often Don Lemon and kisses his you-know-what, who speculated that the government blew up levees during Hurricane Katrina to kill black people. Will Smith has publicly said he believes that AIDS was invented in a laboratory to get black people. The comedian activist Dick Gregory said the same thing. Bill Cosby said the same thing. Nobody said a word. And when Diane Sawyer interviewed Will Smith and he reiterated his claim about AIDS, she went, "Oh, Will, That was her level of anguish.
But,
so
by
now
the
you're
way,
shocked.
But,
you're shocked that black people are reluctant to take the vaccine. But, when you told them not to trust the government. When you told them the police are out to get you. When you told them that you can't trust people. When the systemic racism everywhere. You're the ones who told them that. So, and you're shocked black people are reluctant to take the vaccine. Look in the mirror, Don Lemon."
By the way, I literally yesterday wrote a piece about the anniversary of COVID, and I mentioned exactly that story about AIDS being created in a lab to kill black people and sourced it to where it came from. This is now declassified. That was a Soviet propaganda operation. The fact that leading figures of the black community are peddling it now tells you just how effective that tool was. We've got a couple of minutes left. Each of you, let's start with Jen in this segment. The vaccination passports. I've had COVID. I'm not taking the vaccine. Your response to this idea that's being floated out of the White House?
Well, I think it's very un-American. I mean, it feels like you've got the mark of the beast on you. I've had COVID, too. I don't know if I'm going to get a vaccine or not right now. I am not. I'm letting people who have not had the virus get in line for the vaccine. I don't know if I need it. I don't know if you need it, Seb. I'm going to let the people who do get in front of me because there are a lot of people who want it who can't get it. That being said, I believe as a conservative that businesses or industries that want to require a vaccine of people to use their products or services or to get on their airplane, whether I like it or not, I believe that that's their right as a company or corporation to make that decision. I do not believe that it is the government's right, however, to help them along with this. Let the private businesses decide what they need to do to be as profitable as possible, and the government should stay out. And I think it's really rich that the government, led by Democrats right now, is for a vaccine passport when they bristle at the idea of voter ID, when we ask for someone to show ID to secure their vote.
Larry, vaccine passport, 30 seconds.
I think everything Jennifer said was beautifully put. This is the Texas model. The governor of Texas did not say that businesses could not mandate masks within their own businesses. He said we're no longer going to prosecute you for that, so we're staying out of this. So if American Airlines wants to require people to have a vaccine in order to get on a flight, that's up to them. And if we choose not to patronize American Airlines because we feel it's too intrusive, we're going to have other options.
Indeed. Just remember, there was a nation that required internal passports for traveling, and it was called the Soviet Union. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Rebuilding the Right with Larry Elder and Jennifer Horn. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, stay on this channel. Do you ever feel the urge to push back against the leftist mainstream media narrative of cops being your enemy? If you know and love an officer, or just in general support our American law enforcement as an institution, you've probably had that sentiment bubble up inside of you. I want to share with you a very special and very stylish new way to show that you have the back of the police. Eggard Watches CEO Ilan is an unapologetic supporter of police and is taking a very strong stance amidst this defund police movement to speak out against negative rhetoric. He designed a commemorative police watch that is beautiful. I noticed special details like the engraving and the quote on the back. Ilan shared with me that in consulting with officers on the watch design, they asked him for an image of St. Michael on the piece. Eggard Watches gives away 15% of all sales from this model to police charities. They back up their talk with action. If you haven't seen their Speak Truth short film on this topic, it's a must watch, and you can currently find it on the Eggard website, despite YouTube trying to restrict your ability to view it. Remember to apply this podcast's unique promo code, G-O-R-K-A, to your police watch order so you can save over $30 at checkout. Visit EGARDwatches.com to make your order. It's time we support companies that stand up for what we believe in, and Eggard is a company I am proud to recommend.
Despair is un-American. It's time to rebuild the right. Here is your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Do we get serious or do we have some fun? We got to talk about some serious stuff. First, Mike Lindell, a great patron of Salem Media. They've tried to cancel him on social media. They're boycotting his company. 24 corporations are trying to crush MyPillow. Please support him today. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my promo code for up to 66% off all of his incredible products, more than 100 products. Send the fascistic cancel culture left a message. Go right there. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive, massive deductions. And we will have Mike on the show later today, breaking potentially some big news about social media platforms. Big question, do you have your MyPillow slippers? Larry.
I heard about it. I do have my MyPillow. In fact, I'm wearing a pair right now.
Of course he is, in his speedos.
You know that TMI. I am a MyPillow fanatic. Like, I have the sheets, I have the body pillow because of you, I have the pillows, I have the towels, I have the weighted blanket, and Seb, you were nice enough to send me the slippers. They came yesterday.
Oh my gosh, it took that long?
Yeah, but I wanted to open up the box and put them on social media with the thank you, so I'm, like, tonight, that is going to be my thing that I'm going to go home and do. I'm going to do the unwrapping, and I'm going to put those puppies on.
One warning, guys, if you haven't ordered them, warning, you have to go a size up, okay? If you're not getting the slip-ons and the moccasins are so cool, don't tell anybody, guys. I wore them out of the house again yesterday. They're so cool. They're so Gucci. I wore them out of the house. Let's talk about
social. I'm waiting for the MyPillow chainsaw.
That's coming.
That's good. I love that. He'll do it.
He's broadening the product line to the point where
let's
just about 5 minutes away.
Oh, my gosh. Will you let me run this show? Honestly. So, Lara Trump interviewed her father-in-law. And it was, of course, deleted. Instagram just went in there. I've posted, I'm fascinated by this result. I'm going to share it with you guys. I posted a survey on Twitter. It's still live for another 19 hours, but the early results are crazy. I asked people, given what they're doing to the president and leading conservatives, should we leave Twitter and Facebook and Instagram now? Yes. No, we need to be there to fight the good fight, or stay and wait until President Trump's app is available. The results surprised me. 33% said leave now, 17% said no, and 50% said we're going to wait here until we get the new platform. Isn't that surprising, Jen?
Yeah, I'm kind of a mix between B and C. Look, I am excited for President Trump's free speech social media platform. But, guys, we cannot go into an echo chamber. If
yes.
we want to rebuild the right, if we want to rebuild this country, we've got to talk to people that don't agree with us. And the only way to do that is to stick it out on Twitter, to troll a little bit, to get it. You know what? So what? If they take down your video of President Trump, keep putting it out there. That is our job.
Uncle Instagram, you're not going anywhere, are you?
No,
well, I'm not going anywhere, but we do need alternatives. I mean, when the New York Post story on Hunter Biden can get shut down completely, a story that would have altered the outcome of the election, we've got to have an alternative.
All right, let's actually play that. We've got a minute left. Let's play a clip from the footage they're trying to crush. It's exactly your mind reader, Larry. Video cut 10. Play cut.
Well, I think the censoring really, when they didn't show Hunter Biden all of the things that were happening with Hunter, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to get somebody in trouble. He had some difficulties, okay? Yeah. But when they didn't show any of that during the campaign, they just cut it out, like canceled, I guess. You'd call it cancel culture, right? But when they didn't show that, to me, that was really the beginning, because it was bad. It's always, it's been fake for a long time. It used to be fake where they'd come up and I'd come up and you'd fight, or somebody else, but you'd fight. And the public can believe one way or the other. They might believe me, they might believe the other side, or they might believe an anchor or whoever's into. But they didn't bring Hunter up. It was just really canceled. And later on, polls came out that showed it would have made a 10-point difference. A 10-point difference. That's a lot of difference. Mm-hmm. To me, that's where it actually began, this new phase. The new phase is you have something, and they won't put it out. And that's whether it's scandalous or whether it's anything, whether it's just good news, they won't put it out.
We are uncanceling it right now. My social media manager, I do my tweets, thank you, but he posts the video. We've got the whole Donald Trump interview up on Rumble. Go right now, subscribe, watch it. It is the First Amendment alternative. Larry's right. We've got to be everywhere. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka posted just moments ago the full video they're trying to delete. Go to rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Back with our champions for the truth, Larry Elder and Jennifer Horn, in a moment. But first, I need to ask you an important question. Have you taken your balance of nature today? Health in your hand, those six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, that give you all the nutrients that your mom wanted you to eat when you were told to eat your vegetables. It's so much easier than all those Brussels sprouts and that evil thing called kale. Do it today, and Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order when you call 800-246-8551 and use my name. That's 800-246-8751, or just go to balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code for that massive discount. It's G-O-R-K-A. And one of the coolest things, if you buy Balance of Nature using my promo code, you get free access at the end of a phone line to a health coach. How cool is that? Do it now. Be the healthiest you can be. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code Gorka.
Our country is fractured, but we refuse to give up. This is Rebuilding the Right on the Salem Radio Network.
I just did something very weird. Somebody sent me the thumbs up emoji, and I thumbed up the thumbs up emoji. Is that challenging the space-time continuum? Will there be a chronic hysteresis? If you don't know what that is, look it up. Yes, I'm a sci-fi geek. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is Rebuilding the Right with my two buddy champions of the truth, warriors for freedom, Larry Elder, the sage of South Central, and Jennifer Horn. Follow them right now on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you can find them. Let's talk about probably the biggest issue for the Biden administration. It's the non-crisis. Just don't call it a crisis. We're going to get latest input from that mental giant AOC. But seriously, before we do that, we've got hours left. Hours left in our Food for the Poor campaign. We can't go to the border with an AR-15 and stand there and secure it when Biden has it wide open and CBP stood down, but we can help feed those in trouble. More than a million mouths every single day, thanks to Food for the Poor, make a difference. If we can feed those children in situ, their parents won't hand them over to the coyotes. Be a modern missionary, save a life today. Make a donation at sebgorka.com, right at the top at the Food for the Poor banner. You can call them 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com, and hit the Food for the Poor banner at the top. One number, one ridiculously low number. What can you get for $37? You can potentially save a life. A one-time donation will feed one of these girls and boys for 6 months. They have the food, they just need to get it to them. $37, save a life. Do it now. God bless you, all of you who have donated, and everybody who's going to do it in the next few hours. Okay, let's do it. AOC, she's got it. She's got this secret decoder ring from her cereal packet. She understands what's really going on. Video cut five, play cuts.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children and they are not insurgents. And we are not being invaded, which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy, the idea that if an other is coming in the population, that this is like an invasion of who we are.
What's she doing with her phone? Why is she doing this thing with her camera? I mean, and as a former professor of irregular warfare and counterinsurgency, lady, surge, insurgents, not the same. When you have a power surge, it's not because there are Maoist guerrillas running down your electricity cable. Is this an SNL skit? How do we react, Larry?
Dr. G, you know, is this... I've never had a garbage disposal before. Is this some sort of white supremacist device that's been installed in my apartment?
The vegetables, they're growing
in order to perpetuate the racist, systemic, structural system that's endemic in America? I've never seen it before. What is the garbage gold? Does it go to pollute the atmosphere? Am I violating my principles of climate change, which of course is a racist construct?
I'm sorry, I just snorted. I just snorted on live radio in front of millions.
The woman has a degree in economics.
Yes,
from Boston University.
From Boston.
Everybody who graduated from Boston University just crawled under a table.
All right, white supremacy. Is this clear? Jennifer Horn. When you say surge at the border, it's a dog whistle.
Right, yeah. Everything is a dog whistle. And thank you, Larry, for making me laugh, because this has got me so... The fact that she goes, gut check, everybody. Okay, here's a little gut check for you, AOC. 2 years ago, when President Trump was being tested by migrants who were, yes, you said it, surging at the border, you were complaining. You were crying your crocodile tears that migrant kids were drinking toilet water. And I remember that. I think we all do. That was just 2 years ago. Now you're saying, oh, it's not that big of a deal. These are just children. These are children who they have wrapped up in tinfoil. They look like a tray of baked potatoes. And I mean this in all, I mean, it's It is so
It's appalling.
Inhumane.
It's tragic.
It's appalling. They are laying next to each other. There is no social distancing. They are not in cages anymore. Now they're in, like, plastic enclosures, like it's the zoo
it's
or
like
an aquarium.
It's like a TV dinner in cellophane. It's got saran wrap on the TV dinner.
It is insulting. And it is insulting for someone like AOC, who says that she is a feminist. Look, you guys know, I believe that men have strengths. I believe have women have strengths. I believe in genders. And I believe
what?
That women can... Yeah, I know. And
isn't
I believe
it,
that
isn't
women
it recognized
be,
transgender day? How I, dare
well,
you?
I like to buck the system. I'm a rebel. In any case, I believe... I like it when strong women are empowered in an office. AOC has an opportunity to be a feminist. What she should be talking about right now is the San Diego Convention Center is filled with girls right now. We should not be worried about them or whether or not it's in person. Yes, that is hypocritical. We should be concerned with the fact that probably 90% of those girls have been abused sexually in their process getting into this country. And where is one Hollywood celebrity, where is one AOC or one Kamala Harris standing up for those hundreds and thousands of girls that are being sex trafficked across this border right now and victimized because the Biden administration is incentivizing this process?
Yeah,
they're encouraging it.
But it's not a surge, and they're not insurgents. We have the ruler from AOC, video cut six, play cuts.
Often people want to say, why aren't you talking about the border crisis? Or why aren't you talking about it in this way? Well, we're talking about it. They just don't like how we're talking about it. Because it's not a border crisis. It's an imperialism crisis. It's a climate crisis. It's a trade crisis. And also, it's a carceral crisis. Because as I have already said, even during this term and this president, our immigration system is based and designed on our carceral system. Those are some.
Did she say casserole?
Carceral.
Yeah, something like that.
Carceral.
Carceral.
I know is that whatever it was, it just made me hungry. I'm not quite sure why.
Behave.
I'm not even sure what she's talking about.
No, but it's imperialism.
But that's what she learned
at Boston University.
Who's carceral?
In charge of this?
Who's carceral? What does that mean?
We have to write to AOC.
Is that a person? Is that a concept? Is that a Latin expression? I'm serious. What is it?
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, okay. It has potato chips on it. But can we ask a serious
question? Incarceration. Like, it's about jail. It's about jail.
Hang on.
I thought we're not putting them in cages under Biden. We're going to return to this issue because she's just so stimulating, especially with that camera thing. I've got to learn to do that. I think I've got the motion. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, Rebuilding the Right with Larry Elder and Jennifer Horn, coming to you, at least for my part, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. What an incredible testimonial. Find out for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for just $19.95. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Stepping out. That tune always puts me in a good mood. So does hanging out with my buddies Larry Elder and Jennifer Horn. Check out his amazing book, A Lot Like Me, A Father and Son's Journey to Reconciliation. I've heard the story 4 times. Every time it makes me cry. Okay, I've got one question left for you guys. It really made me angry and then disturbed when I saw the footage of that robot, that political officer from the White House, trying to stop Senator Cruz from filming inside the detention facility, saying, respect the dignity of the people who were there being disrespected because of Biden. And I'm just going to end on this question, 60 seconds each. Jennifer, are we conservatives doing enough given the level of lies and propaganda?
I would like to say no. I don't think conservatives have ever done enough to try to fix the problem of immigration. I think we can always do more. But the question is, what can we do right now? Other than sending Ted Cruz down to the border looking like the crocodile hunter, saying, ah, crikey, I saw a smuggler. You know, I mean, that's what we get from Republicans right now. We have to keep pushing back, and we have to keep bringing attention to this, because this is on the Biden administration, and I've asked it before. Who is running the immigration crisis? Who's running the border? And who the heck is running the country? Because clearly it is not President Biden and it is not Vice President Harris.
Larry, not just the border, but in general, are conservatives doing enough?
Of course not. We need to use their own words against them.
Yes.
It wasn't very long ago that Bill Clinton and Harry Reid and Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer said the very same thing that Donald Trump said about illegal immigration. We need to stop it. They take away jobs. It's not fair for people who are in line. It undermines our national security. They've said all these kinds of things, and now all of a sudden the very same things are racist. We ought to put their own words right back at them. Barbara Jordan, a black congressman, talked about the fact that illegal immigrants, unskilled, take jobs away from black and brown workers. She's not a racist. We ought to use their same words against them. The reason they're doing this is because they want to change the electorate. They know that eventually there'll be pressure to make them legal citizens, and they're going to vote primarily for Democrats. That's the sole reason they're doing it.
And the people they are hurting, black and brown Americans and lower class Americans, guess where the jobs are
going?
And
let me be clear. One thing I learned, shocking stat that I mention as many times as I can. You don't have to run for office. You don't have to try and become, you know, the latest great podcaster or radio show host. Thanks to Raheem Kassam, who said it on this show, more than 50% of the GOP positions in America are unfilled. And I don't mean the serious ones like precinct captain, just the guys that help us win elections, more than 50%. We complain that we lose elections, volunteer, make a difference, and cleave to the truth every single day. One of the best ways to do that is to listen to these guys. Larry Elder on Twitter, on Instagram, Jennifer Horn as well. God bless you both. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to Rebuilding the Right on the Salem Radio Network. Now back to your usual programming. It's called America First. Stay on this channel.